Councillor Michaud, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
First off, congratulations on your decision to run for mayor this May. What made you decide to take that on?
Well, it's something I had been thinking of for some time. I guess as I've kind of started reaching towards retirement, and I felt that I had the time right now in order to move towards running for that position. As well, I think it's I'm a person about challenge, and I think our community with the pandemic and what we're facing there, and with municipal reform, you know, I think the challenge is there, and I like a challenge, and I've always embraced challenges and look to kind of work through them. So.
Now, you are proposing to reinvigorate committees of council.
Yes.
Can you give us an idea of what your vision is for, you know, what, how council committees should work and what they should look like?
Well, I guess I'm going back to years past. My first term on council was back in the late 90s. And one thing that was very active then was committees within certain aspects of the municipality. So parks, recreation, those type of committees, and you know, they weren't large committees, but they were folks in the community, and they were the folks who kind of reached out and were the guiding force in regards to what we should be looking at, what the community is saying. And I think we've gotten to that point now where we need that engagement. We need more public engagement, and we need folks to reach out into the community to come back to council and the municipality saying, listen, this is what we're hearing, and here's what we're suggesting and recommending.
Okay. Currently, the way council works, the sort of business of the municipality is split up, and different councillors take on the job of working on liaison groups. And so these aren't committees in the sense that the meetings aren't necessarily public, and there are no other members. It's just staff and council members. So are you thinking of sort of transforming that system to be more of a formal committee system where there could be citizen representation as well as it being a sort of different kind of process?
Yeah, I think there, you know, there needs to be a terms of reference. The folks getting involved need to understand what, you know, their mandate is and what's going to be required of them. And I think there needs to be reporting back to council. You know, they don't have to be monthly meetings. I mean, maybe it's every couple of months, but I think council needs to be hearing back from the committee on a regular basis, or from the group on a regular basis, to get an understanding of the work that's being done, to get an understanding of what's being talked about then. Working it that way. You know, if I think in the past with previously, there was a counselor assigned, but I don't think that's a necessity. I think sometimes I participated on the Citizens Advisory Committee on Policing, and there was no counselor that was assigned or participated. And we had access to the staff resources as we required. But for the most part, the group, you know, put themselves, took the terms of reference that was provided them and made a plan.
Okay.
And put a chair in place and then went from there and report it back accordingly based on the terms of reference. So
let me see if I got the idea. So this is not really a replacement of the liaison group system about
no.
How council does. It's more usual business. This is more about adding a mechanism so that citizens can be engaged, sort of similar to the mayor's roundtable on climate change, how that works. Would you say that's...
Yep. Very similar. And now the work being done with that is to bring it into the corporate structure. So it plays more of a role. So, I mean, you know, there'll be terms of reference developed and go from there. It probably won't be as large a group. You know, maybe it's a different mix of people, you know, people that with any committee that you strike, you want to have a good balance. You want to have people who have an interest, but you also want to have people who are also or could be affected by it and reach different areas and different sectors. So, but it'd be very similar. I just think we need to expand on that. I think we need to be doing more of this. And, you know, sometimes people don't feel comfortable just coming to a council meeting or in these days, which is, you know, logging in and asking questions, or when we host an open house and, you know, asking for public feedback. Not everybody is that type of person. They're not comfortable getting up and presenting to council. So this is an opportunity that people and neighbors who participate within these organizations or the committees are talking to the neighbors and so on. And it's more kind of that one-on-one. People feel more comfortable and, you know, they might share more information that way and get a better perspective of how people are feeling about, you know, whether it's an extended trail, whether it's additional programming, you know, or policing services. But I think that the opportunity to get that one-on-one, and then also it allows the elected officials to, you know, we all have other lives too. We all do other things. And it's a way for us to engage. I mean, we can't see everybody in the run of a week or a month or a year. We try to connect, I think, as much as we can. I know I do. But this is another avenue to get that input and hopefully help us advance and grow in certain areas.
Do you feel that, you know, under the current state of affairs in Sackville, that that citizens feel that they, you know, have a voice in terms of how council works?
There's mechanisms in place, but like with anything, I think improvements can be made. And that's what I'm hoping to achieve here, giving more opportunity for people to get involved. And it's from the grassroots up. You know, there's you know, technology. People aren't always into technology, so online surveys don't work for everybody. You know, we different populations. If you have seniors, maybe they're not connected that way. I mean, we've seen these type of struggles through the pandemic, right? And how we've realized that internet services need to be improved upon in our province, because we've become so online now because of the fact that we're trying to stay apart. You know, so it's another means. It's another means to connect. And I think people want to be engaged. It's just that they're just not necessarily, or everyone's not necessarily to the point of, yeah, I'm going to come to a council meeting and ask a question, or I'm going to make a presentation when council's looking for budget submissions. They're just, you know, not comfortable in doing that. So I think by going beyond allows us another dimension so that we can, you know, really tap into what our community is looking to see us achieve as a municipality.
Now, do you see there being sort of a few subject areas, I guess I'd call them, for committees? Like you mentioned in your press release, you mentioned like healthcare, the hospital, you mm-hmm. mentioned economic development, climate change. There, do you see there being a certain set of committees, or, you know, I guess what's your vision for how you go about determining what committees and who's on them and how they work?
Well, I guess the thing is that it you look at the services you provide and you say, okay, should we have more public engagement in regards to that service? So recreation programs, parks, you know, yes, you know, we need to be engaged because we need to understand what the needs are of the community. You know, policing is another thing. And then you add to it from there. One of the ones that has kind of gone by the wayside is age friendly and accessibility. You know, I've talked to constituents over something that, you know, I might take for granted the fact that I can walk down the street with no issue, but they used a power chair, and the divides in the concrete sidewalk, every time they hit one of those, it jostles them and you know, affects them, you know. So I mean, just those type of things, those accessibility, understanding, you know, what the needs are within certain groups, you know, that type of thing. So it can go beyond that. But I think what you do is you tackle, you know, what are we tasked with as a municipality, and what have we decided to take on for services. You tackle those ones, and then you move from there. Economic development, I mean, that's key. That's key to a lot of things. And I've had this conversation with folks that, you know, instead of having to worry about applying for grants to ensure that we have a climate change coordinator, you know, let's focus on economic growth to grow our tax base, population growth to grow our tax base, so that we can afford to have that type of position on a regular basis and not rely on a grant in order to make it happen. It's those type of things I think we've got to challenge ourselves about and say, okay, how do we make it work? But ultimately, it's about collaboration. Ultimately, it's about having those conversations with people. And like with anything, you know, we hope for the best. People hope for a certain amount of change. It may not always work out to how they had hoped, but understanding and working together, compromise, they're all part of it. And I think we need to get there as a community. We have a very diverse community. And how do we make that work? How do we get people talking? And how do we get people understanding each other?
Okay. I'm just going to ask you one more question here, Councillor.
Sure.
You know, the system, the political system between mayor and council here could be described as like a weak mayor system.
Right.
I think we sometimes, because we're, you know, so heavily influenced by American television, you know, or big city television, I guess we'll call it, we often think in terms of the way mayors work in fictionalized versions of the United States, where they hold a lot of sway and can make a lot of changes. Do you, you know, even bringing in sort of this change, bringing in a new system of committees to get more citizen involvement, do you think that is something that will be easy to do as mayor? How do you see that path forward? Do you feel like, you know, as mayor, you will have sort of more ability to do something like that?
I think as mayor, you have a responsibility to ensure that council is engaged with citizens. And I think you have to find ways in order to make that happen. I think as mayor, you need to ensure that your council is informed and that they have the information, whether they want it or need it all or whatever, that they have all the information that's available in order to make a good decision. And I think as a mayor, that you have to be looking to staff to be providing the council with options, not just a option, but options. And by doing that, then you can walk away and say, you know something, council is informed, council has options, council has is getting that feedback from an engaged community, and hopefully we're making progress in advancing where Sackville needs to be in the future.
Well, Councillor Michaud, thanks very much for your time. I'm sure we'll be back in touch before May 10th.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, that's great. I appreciate the call, Erica, and it's been great talking to you today.
Okay. Take care. Thanks very much.